When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. A few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. What's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. So glad you're out there. My name is Chris Guillebeau. I am fortunate to bring you these daily stories, questions and answers, interaction for our community of amazing listeners who are all trying to do something for themselves. Start a little business without quitting their job. Start a little business without spending a lot of money. Just do something to increase their financial security because, of course, that allows us to do so much more. It's ultimately not about money. At least that's not the end goal. But money is a tool that allows us to have more freedom. Right? So today we're going to talk about, we got a question here from a listener who grew a side hustle to a full-time business. So naturally, well, first of all, good for her, but naturally now she wants to start another hustle. That's what you do. You know, even entrepreneurs have side hustles. Is this new side hustle, this new business, is it going to be completely new or an expansion of what she's already been doing? That's what she's trying to figure out in terms of the branding, the positioning, et cetera. So what are the factors to consider when you're making that kind of decision? I will give you four of them in response to this listener's question. So stay tuned. Here's a message from our sponsor. And then should I start a new business or expand my current one?
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hi, Chris. This is Jenny from Iowa. I've been listening to your show for a long time, and I'm currently reading 100 Side Hustles. Thank you for this opportunity to participate in your new Q&A series. I'm a marketing consultant, which is actually a side hustle that turned full-time for me a few years ago. I'd like to launch a second business or a new product line under my current business. What I'm working on launching is a trade show marketing kit for exhibitors at agriculture trade shows in the U.S. and Canada. I'll offer a variety of kits at multiple price points, and my target customers will be small to mid-sized companies that are either just getting started or that are wanting to improve their trade show booth design. I've worked in the agriculture industry for 15 years, so I know there's a market for kits like these. My trade show marketing kits will include designs for printed and digital collateral, and I'll sell them through an online store with digital delivery. My current consulting business is pretty well established within a small circle of agriculture companies, but I also have several clients in other industries. So my question is this, do you think I should offer my trade show marketing kits under my current business, or should I start fresh and launch them under a new company? Thank you and have a great day.
Hey, Jenny, thank you so much for listening. Congratulations on that first business you built, and congratulations for thinking about what comes next. That's always a good thing. So let's talk about this question in the context of how it might help somebody else, which is always my goal here, just kind of learning by proxy. So how might you make this decision? I think the good news is there's not really a right or wrong way. Because clearly some businesses have more than one division or product line. Some big businesses even are doing completely unrelated things, right? Now, we're not talking about big businesses. We're talking about real people. But even in the case of just, you know, solopreneurs or sole proprietors, often they have a business that has more than one division or product line, or they have two, you know, completely separate, distinct businesses. So there's not a right way or wrong way to do it. But here are four factors to consider when you're trying to make that decision. And this might kind of guide the process. So factor number one is the similarity in market. How different is the new offering? And does it serve a completely different group of people? Now, in Jenny's case, it seems like the answer is it's quite different. It does serve an entirely different group of people. She says her target customers will be small to mid-sized companies that are wanting to improve their trade show booth design, which is substantially different from the agricultural consulting that she is doing now. Okay, now second factor is customer language, which closely connects to that first one. How will you communicate with this target group? So if you're selling to a completely different group of people, they might use totally different language. Now that's going to factor into your branding, your messaging, your website, copy, all that kind of stuff. So the more different it is, the more the answer might be, you know, this should be its own independent thing. Factor number three is income. This is going to be estimated or projected, right? Because it's a new thing. We're not quite sure what's going to happen. But, you know, to the best of your ability, you know, forecasting, do you think this expansion will be a small addition to your income compared to the original project? Or might it end up being much more? And your answer to that question might lead you in one direction or another in terms of, do I just make this a division, incorporating it into my existing project or something new? And the fourth factor is your own capacity. Remember, for Jenny and for everybody out there and for myself as well, like we are all constrained by limited time and energy. And those factors might also influence the choice to do it one way or another. So we could say, well, it might be simpler to keep everything under one roof. Like she's already got some existing assets, you know, design, website, communication tools, et cetera. Alternatively, given the same constraints with a different project, you might be able to argue and say, well, it's actually simpler the other way, you know, because maybe the existing website has a lot of content to maintain, whereas this new project really just needs kind of a static homepage and, you know, maybe a sales page or some other information, but it really doesn't actually need a whole lot. So those are the factors to consider. There's no right or wrong answer. In Jenny's case, you know, if I was forced to choose, I would say it probably sounds like this is something totally different. So rather than just thinking of it as an expansion, I would think of it as an all new project. All right, four factors: similarity in market, customer language, income, projected income, let's say, and your own capacity. Listeners, if you've got a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We will continue to feature them throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch, grow, develop, and try out different stuff. This is so much fun for me, and I hope you're enjoying it as well. Thank you for being along for the ride. Much more is coming up. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.